This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Today, my colleagues have been sharing some of their favorite books for the summer. And if you ask Gia Tolentino about her favorite book, she's likely to tell you about something that she first read when she was 9 years old. Gia was the kind of kid who read everywhere, on roller skates, on her bike, up a tree, and she still loves children's books no matter that she's pushing 30.
Hi, great to meet you, Rivka.
Gia, it's so good to meet you.
Recently, Gia went to talk about children's books with Rivka Galchin, who's interested in them as a novelist and as a teacher. And as a parent.
Friendly. Sweet like
this is not so exactly beautiful. My local, but I come here. The only coffee shop that I like to work at is down the street, and so I come here a lot when I'm stressed and spend $400. You know what I mean?
Yeah, perfect. That's good impulse spending.
They met up at a store called Books Are Magic in Brooklyn.
It's also a good size, I feel, you know?
Yeah, no, it's curated.
It's curated.
You're not
well.
Get lost.
Yeah. How old is your kid?
She's 5.
Cool.
Yeah. You grew up in Texas.
I grew up in Texas,
yeah. And I grew up in Oklahoma.
Oh, right.
So what was your bookstore when you were young?
I went to the library a lot. And when I was in chapter book age, there was this really good used bookstore near me in the suburbs of Houston where you could buy books and then return them. So I would come
pawn your books.
Yeah, exactly. And so I would just go there every weekend with a pile. What was yours like?
I had the least bookish childhood imaginable.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No one in my house read. It was considered strange. The only books I would find at friends' houses. That's where my books were at other people's homes. I remember going to a garage sale, being really bored one summer, and they had a biography of Einstein. And Summer of My German Soldier, which is a sexy affair with the German soldier.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. So it's just, the wrong, in good and bad ways, it was nobody
totally
helping curate my reading.
Yeah, and did you read all the Judy Blume books? Did you try to read all the...
I was always afraid of puberty. Uh-huh. I had an early fear of it. So I remember reading them, but feeling in a weird way, that's when I was I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Even though it was the opposite, I was doing something right.
I know.
Yeah.
Where's the Judy Blume section? These chapter books are back here. Oh, yeah, they would be back here. I secretly think Newbery level books are the best books that exist, you know?
Oh, no, I'm definitely on a page with you. I mean, this was my favorite book when I was little, The Phantom Soul
Booth. That's the best
book. The perfect book ever.
That's the best book. It's so good. This should win the Pulitzer Prize. It's so good. A perfect work of art. Love to get stoned and reread this book.
That holds up.
So good.
And what's interesting to me in that book.
Drawings. Oh my God.
Incredible. It's a perfect work of art.
Incredible.
And one thing that surprised me is Milo is willful. Not only is his primary characteristic that he's bored all the time and everything bores him.
Yeah.
But
he's easily depressed.
He's easily depressed. He's melancholy. And the only thing he has to do on this adventure is sort of wake up.
Yeah.
He's entering into adolescence.
Yeah.
That's the way I see him now. Totally. He's losing that special power he must have once had of finding the world interesting.
Oh, my God. Remember the part where, the really synesthetic part where they play
the symphony.
Yeah. They clap and then a piece of paper appears or something. Oh my God, it's so good. I might buy a copy right now. I don't have a child, but I reread these books pretty often as partly as just a reminder of what clear writing looks like. Economical, kind of pristine, very clear writing. all the Lewis Sacker books I still find like incredibly sophisticated, like The Wayside School.
Holes I teach.
Holes is so good. Add this to my long list of children's books that I prefer to adult literature. Like,
it starts with this kid who's just, everything is wrong in his life, and in every way his status is low and his family is not going to work out for him, and he's kind of like dispensed to this
work camp. It has this iconic first line: there's no lake at Camp Green Lake. And it becomes this like story about history and redemption and love.
And it's full of, like, as you said, it's like a masterclass in just storytelling.
Oh, the plotting of it is wild. It's like 150 years of plot. One of the things that makes me sad about these books is when they redo the covers. You know, like, have you...
Yeah, like, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Like, all of the Encyclopedia Brown books, it's not, like, cute line drawings. Let's see if we can find the Judy Blume ones. Like, the Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret cover, like, the new one... is like iMessage, you know, like she's literally texting, aww, like, and it's like, come on,
no.
You know, where are they? Oh, here they are. See, I bet
no,
you'll see
it. It's like this weird conservative streak that I have.
Yeah, like this
with
is like not
kids' tight. Books, because you want it to be your childhood, not a new childhood.
Yeah, but you know, but even when we, like, I feel
you like
that,
the old ones when you were young too.
Yeah, and even like the Harriet the Spy cover that I had was a line drawing from like the 60s or 70s, right? And it was still, like, those persisted well into the 90s, and then all of a sudden now, how
no,
best to
describe?
No, it's
a beautiful color palette. I would buy whatever candy was wrapped in that.
Exactly, yeah. It looks like a candy bar, yeah. Right? Like, it's like, this was my favorite. Did you ever read this one? Starring Sally J. Friedman as herself?
No.
Ooh, this one is good.
I love the Mysterious Benedict Society books.
I never read those.
I don't think, I didn't read them when I was little. I think if I looked on the dates, we couldn't have read them.
Yeah.
But I bought them as gifts for my niece and nephew.
Cool.
And I just think kids are waiting for a story that tells them that they have a special
power. Yeah.
And the weird thing is that I used to think, oh, how pathetic. They should know that you have to work hard to have special power.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, kids do have special powers. Their, like, noticing is very different. Their attention to detail is so different. I wonder sometimes if that's why there's so many detective books.
Right.
They have detective powers.
Here's an Anne of Green Gables here. I guess the Anne books do get, like, she gets old.
She gets old. Jobs. She gets romance.
Did you ever read
She reads Gilbert.
Did you love Gilbert?
I didn't. I thought
really?
He was boring.
Really?
Yeah,
I thought he
was so boring.
Oh my god,
boring.
I loved Gilbert.
I actually feel like before puberty, the literature of female protagonists is quite incredible. There's Pippi Longstocking.
Everybody.
There's Anne of Green Gables. There's just so
many. There's like
the
Westing Game. There's, like
Now the
Wrinkle
Hilda series I love.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's overwhelming how many. And also the like, boys are great. Like, Pinocchio is amazing. But I actually feel like, if anything, I sometimes worry about young boys.
Yeah, I do too, because it's like men read a lot less than women, and childhood is the only time when everyone reads a lot. And part of the reason, I think, is that the process of identification is so flexible in childhood. There are so many more, like, in terms of gender at least, female protagonists that boys would identify with, like, at the drop of a hat. A thing about Anne Shirley and a thing about, like, Laura Ingalls and Jo March and all the other bookish, writerly heroines is they're also really headstrong. All of them have this desire to, like, work hard and, like, be good citizens in their little snow globe worlds, but they also all get into trouble all the time because they're extremely headstrong and make huge messes just by, like, clumsiness or just their natural tendency to cause trouble. And obviously, like, I related to that very strongly. like, both the desire to be kind of a hardworking little, like, happy busy bee, and also to constantly be causing trouble, because that's what I was like as a kid. Yeah, I was, like, not completely well behaved, and so I related to these girls.
I also think, for me anyways, something that was magical about those books, because I actually remember the mother across the street read us Little House on the Prairie out loud, And I mean, I remember so on Little House on the Prairie, they, like, roast the pig's tail and eat it like a lollipop.
Yeah. In the first book, I remember that one.
Yeah, and they inflate the bladder and make a balloon
out of it.
And it just seems like an incredible world. I also feel like a lot of these books are at least not for every kid, but I do think when you're a kid, you feel you have this like capacity for a greater adventure than you're having. These books sort of fulfill that dream of sort of something of the appropriate size to your heart occurring to you. Depending how the story is told, it's as if it finally calls upon all you have within you.
Well, right, because often, I mean, I often think like, yeah, being a kid, I mean, that's why like the summers are, you know, like you're so young, all you want to do is run around in the sun, and then you just have to be in school from like 8 a.m. till whatever, 4 p.m. And yeah, these books are like, what I really want to be doing is riding horses on the prairie, or like discovering I have a secret power, or like proving my bravery in a situation of great import, right? Like, it's like kids' books maybe admit that so much more than adult fiction, right? It's like what we really long for, you know, is really different than what our lives are.
Gia Tolentino and Rivka Galchin at Books Are Magic in Brooklyn. Gia's book Trick Mirror will be published in just about a week, so look out for it.